Once you decide whether to trust suntan lotion to protect you from the sun, you can turn your attention to what you're going to read while sitting on the beach. We're talking to people this summer about the books in their suitcases or on their shelves. This week's summer reader is New York stand-up comedian Leo Allen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. You know, we called you because we heard that you've challenged yourself to read 100 books this year, and we're kind of at the halfway point. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I just finished book 50.
Oh, so you're kind of on schedule. What's that, 2 books a week?
It's about 2 books a week. I'm slightly behind schedule, but hope is still there.
Okay, of the ones you've read so far, give us the top five.
Okay, I would say The Ginger Man by J.P. Dunleavy, which is fantastic. I read The Master and Margarita by Bulgakov, which is also amazing. And my next three, I'll say Octavia Butler. She's an author who I came across her obituary. I've read about 8 of her books since then.
She's a science fiction writer.
And normally I don't particularly like science fiction per se, but her books are sort of different and twisted, and they have stuff about society, so it's a different take.
What are you reading now?
Right now I'm reading this book that I've had in my pile for a long time. It's called, it's about connections. I actually have it right here. It's Linked by Albert Laszlo Barabasi.
Is that sociology or what?
Yeah, it's about just how everything is connected, like social networks and organisms. And
you're a comedian. I mean, that book that you're reading, I don't know, it could sound like required reading. Do you have required reading?
I don't really have required reading at all, although I do have sort of a neurotic streak where I tend to try to finish everything that I start.
I see. Do you get a vacation?
Well, I'm sort of always on vacation. If I have a job that pays me some money, then I might be more likely to go on vacation. I'm not a person who has to work all the time.
I see. But you live in New York and you're a stand-up comedian.
Yes. So working is definitely better.
All right. We give you a present of all the time in the world, and you can settle in and you can read one book. What would it be?
One book. I think it might be Don Quixote by Cervantes, which is a very funny book. And I read, well, it's in two huge parts. It's gigantic. And I read the first part a couple years ago, and it's one of those things you've always heard about. But then you read it, and even though it's written 300 or 400 years ago, it's shockingly readable and actually funny and sort of postmodern in a way that you realize, oh, people have been doing what I thought was new. People were doing that hundreds of years ago.
Leo Allen is a stand-up comedian in New York City. Leo, thanks a lot.
Thank you.